Hello, 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 and welcome to Bus Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Chrissy, your mom.
Playback season 2, episode 2.
Yes, we have disclaimers, which includes that there will be cursing, that we have spoilers, and we're tossing our hair. No. And we are having things to drink. And what are you having to drink now?
I'm having Sioux City Sarsaparilla.
That stuff's so good.
It's so good. It's so root beer good. For anyone who's not in the know.
It's not true root beer. So like
it's sarsaparilla.
It's sarsaparilla. It's in the same essence, family.
It is root beer.
It is the old granddad of root beer.
Literally, old grandpa. This one's for you, grandpa.
Yep, that was one of my dad's favorite. Yep, one of my dad's favorites.
R.I.P.
Yes. So we are both.
Also, sorry. Sorry, my hands are freezing.
Love you. Go ahead.
In honor of my grandfather who just recently had his first birthday in heaven, this one's for you.
Indeed. Indeed. So I am, we're both teetotaling today. So I am happy.
Well, we just recorded our first one and I had a large glass of wine. So I don't think I'm really teetotaled. If I get unhinged,
well,
that's why.
For this episode, we are teetotaling. Which again, you know, there's a lot of alcohol use in this season, particularly of Fleabag. And that's always true in a lot of adult shows, but it is very much a theme that is returned to alcoholism and things like that in this season. So they have gin and tonic in this episode. I'm having the tonic part. I put some orange in it, although I have to admit, honestly, lime is better with tonic. It's just a thing. Mm-hmm. I don't mind tonic on its own. I'm not a big gin drinker, although I will drink gin over tequila. White liquor thing.
Okay,
rum's number one.
Yes.
Rum is definitely number one.
Absolutely. Vodka next.
Vodka next.
Tequila next for me.
Really?
Well, it when mixed with other things. I'm not drinking straight tequila.
Yeah.
Because I don't love that.
Well, right. I don't love
it. Let me put it this way. I like margarita.
Tequila and gin are about even.
When I'm thinking about it, I think of and since I like margaritas better than anything mixed with gin, I've got to keep that into account. So sure. I put margaritas above anything with gin.
Okay.
Well, unless the gin is drowned out by all the other
shit. Margaritas are different. Yeah, exactly. They are different in weight-wise. But anyway.
I am not a gin girl. That's
an interesting question, but I will say that rum wins.
Rum does win.
Rum
can be used in so many different ways. I absolutely love me a tiki drink. We love to see them.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Rum wins.
Rum wins.
Alrighty, so
Fleabag.
That is not relevant to what we're actually doing in this episode, then. So Fleabag season 2.
Fleabag
two.
Goes to church just to see the priest again, essentially. She is very awkward.
You would do
in
that.
Church.
You would totally do that.
Okay, I hope I would never be in this situation.
I would hope so too.
I would hope he wouldn't be a priest. I wouldn't want to move his ideas from his vocation.
No.
I don't want that.
No.
But
it's fun to watch, right?
It's very funny. She's very awkward in church. He still has a black eye from the dinner. He told them some heroic bullshit.
Right. So they go through like parts of the mass. And again, you British,
like, peace be with you.
Right. So parts of how Brits celebrate Catholic Mass are a little bit closer to Episcopalian. And I think it's just because they're like, hey, you know, we're the original thing before Episcopals. So I think that they're still trying to like reel people in. But she is acting like she knows the responses, but she doesn't, and she embarrasses herself, and it throws
off. He's like, sit down, and please be seated. And she's like, and also with you. To be fair, when that change was made, which was many years ago now.
Yes.
That was a big change for us, because we would be going to Mass every day, not every day, every Sunday. And we would have to change our responses to a majority of the things. And they gave us a fucking card that told us what to do.
Yeah, because
Which is
and there are people who
crazy.
still need to refer to the card
And
that's
that's insane.
saying
And
that.
I don't think I've seen the cards around lately when I've been to church.
I can tell you that, like, when you get into like your lizard brain or whatever, like an alphabet to you is still in there. You have to like conscientiously say, and
And
with your
all
spirit.
and with your spirit is like the funniest bullshit that is like I think that there was a, was it Pete Holmes? No, it was John Mulaney. He was like, that's the thing we needed to change about the Catholic Church. Of all the things to change, it is and with your spirit.
Yeah, from my and also with you
There's
too,
a
and
really
with your
funny bit
spirit.
in John Mulaney's
Pete Holmes is also funny on this
I
issue.
also
So,
love Pete Holmes because
yeah.
I love the way he puts it. And I will repeat it now very quickly. Regardless of what you believe, you are being merged with something.
Yes.
Nothingness, your creator, whatever. We're all on the same playing field, y'all. It's all good. We're all good. Like, don't worry about it. It's and that's the kind of vibe I go with of just like, I'm okay with anyone believing in whatever they want to believe. It's just I have my own beliefs, and that's fine.
Right, it's a more of a how I intend to get there,
Sure.
like what works for me. It's like a workout situation, like how
A
I
great way to put it.
maintain my body or maintain my spiritual life is this is what works for me.
And even with Catholics, there are different versions because I don't really go to Sunday Mass anymore, but I do still pray every now
Right,
and
and we'd
then.
love to see you at Sunday Mass.
I don't want to get up that
So
early.
we will discuss that at another time. Anyway, getting back to what's actually happening on the show, Hot Priest
He's thrown off by
he's
her being
thrown
like, and
off.
also with you.
Yeah. So he invites Fleabag for tea after mass, and she goes into his little weird office that's like very
Well,
cluttered.
first of all, she apologizes and tries to pay him back for the dinner because he paid her part.
And I love this. Pamela, is it Pamela
Yeah,
that's
I think it's
the
Pam.
Pam is the off the church
Volunteer.
volunteer
He
person who
takes
does
it so seriously.
literally everything.
No, it is literally, that is so true. And every church there is that one person who volunteers and takes it a little too far.
It is like she's everywhere
Everywhere.
and
And then
does
she takes her money.
everything. And she's like, "Oh, is this for a contribution? Great,
Is this for the
thanks.
collection?
We'll
Absolutely.
put
Very
it in the
Catholic Church of her.
collection. Yeah. Yes, very well. There are worse things. So
I think
the
taking money out of a person's hand and just assuming it's for collection is not the best.
well, I think that because they were arguing and he wasn't going to take it, they're the
It
worst
was going
things
to
to
end
do.
up there anyway, to be
Right.
fair.
So he brings her back to his office and he's like, "Oh, let's have tea." And then he spills the tea. He says he prayed for her baby. And she's like, "What?" And she's like, "Oh, yeah, that, okay." And apparently, as part of their weekly or daily bulletin, weekly, I'm sure, he does restaurant reviews. And
The
they're
funniest shit is
goofy.
first he suggests that she volunteer for the fete and then is like, actually, no,
The
you
church
probably,
fete. It's
yeah, the
their
church fete.
church festival or whatever.
Yes, to raise money. And he's like, actually, no, you probably have a life. And I love how self-deprecating he is as well. He's also like, yeah, I do this for a living. You probably have more of a life than I do. My life is essentially just the church and that's about it, but whatever.
Yeah, she realizes she fancies him.
But well, first he there are a few things. They give up on the tea and move on to gin and tonic.
In a can, and he has several in his drawer. This
That's my
to me
shit.
is like red flag, red flag, red flag, but it's
What
not
is
from
what
the
about if
liquor.
it's a red flag that he's
He's an
offering her
alcoholic.
alcohol?
He's an alcoholic. He's hiding it in the drawer of his desk.
Oh, I didn't even notice it was a
Yeah,
drawer of the desk.
exactly. Red flag.
Whatever. She's and then they're kind of like going back and forth, and she's like, "Well, I don't believe in God." And then a painting falls, and he says, "I love it when he does that."
It's a painting of Jesus, by the way.
I fucking love that. This is the kind of shit from like Dairy Girls of like when I think of Dairy Girls and Catholic humor, I think of that one joke about the Stations of the Cross and it being like, well, when did you meet her? Where did you meet her? Oh, at the Stations of the Cross. Which station? Jesus falls the second time. question I've ever heard, but it really does ring true because we had to deal with it.
Yeah,
it's so funny.
It's very true.
Anyway, I need to re-listen to our Dairy Girls episodes. Those
Dairy
so
Girls
fun.
Is a great show.
I love Dairy Girls.
Fantastic.
So yeah, he writes restaurant reviews, and then he says, "I spent 40 days and 40 nights in that dessert."
Yeah.
And then she goes to looks at the camera and she says, "God, I fancy a priest."
Yes.
And I was like, "That's what did it for you. I love that for
because
you."
He's such an well, she realizes
that
such
a dork. I
she,
love him.
She is not making fun of him in her head.
No,
because she is
he likes
into
him.
Him. So he's doing a wedding for.
Well, sorry.
I found it ironic that he's doing a wedding for non-Catholics because clearly these people are not like.
I think I'll just do a wedding for anybody at this point.
Yeah, that's really not a thing that priests do, but you know, a real priest, just you know.
But this is hot priest.
Okay.
And also, she says to the she looks up the rules of celibacy.
This is hilarious.
So funny. And then
she Googles it.
Yeah, and then the cat and she figures out that they're celibate.
Yeah, Catholic priests are actually celibate.
Mm. The
and
cafe
that means no sex, and that he can get excommunicated if he has sex. That would be
yep. The cafe is going great, and it's Chatty Wednesday, and a lot of people are there. And Claire comes up, and she's like, "What the fuck is happening here?
Are
you
holding why are all these people here?" Yeah,
and she's like, "No, this is Chatty Wednesday." And then if you come in and you buy something, you have to.
Chat to someone you don't know.
Yeah, talk to somebody you don't know. And she's basically banking on loneliness, which she learned from herself.
It was good for her. Therapeutic for her.
Yeah, and
she sits therapeutic down, for others.
She sits down with Claire, and some guy tries to come up to Claire, and Claire's like, no, I'm not part of this. No, I don't want to talk to you.
This is like the total introvert in the two of us, at least. It's like, holy fuck, I want to talk to someone.
I absolutely adore it. I love Claire. She asks how Claire's doing after the miscarriage, and she's like, "It's fine. It happens all the time." I'm like, "That's concerning."
Yeah, like she has miscarriages all the time.
Like,
that's,
babe, please
like,
don't.
Yeah, no.
And
oh, by the way, are you not going to the hospital every time? Because you
yeah.
need to get those things treated, or bad like continuous bleeding can happen.
Yeah, they have this,
pointing this out
random conversation, and then they go over to their dad's house. And
yeah.
The godmother is there, and she's smothering Fleabag, of all people, and asking her questions about the miscarriage. And she keeps saying, "Well, I don't really want to talk about it. First of all, just to get out of the question. Second of all, that's probably how anyone who had a miscarriage would want to have.
Right.
They
which
wouldn't
is exactly
want to talk
how Claire's
about it.
Getting away with not talking about it, but it is concerning for Claire because she keeps hearing the anxiety and like, oh my God, that could have been me that she's asking all these questions.
Right. And he wouldn't have wanted that.
No.
And then, but essentially, it's again, she, the way the godmother's framing it, she's like, "I have like 6 friends who had miscarriages."
Mm-hmm.
It's like, please, no, you did. You should, first of all, she starts with 6 friends, and then the Fleabag's like, "No, you didn't." And then she continues with miscarriages, and she still doesn't believe her.
Yeah.
But she loves the appearance of having diverse groups of friends.
Yeah.
And adding
Fleabag
to that group. Makes it good for her. It's weird.
You will see this. And there are a lot of people like this.
It's
you know,
awful.
Like people who want to say they know people who are famous. You know, it's the same sort of thing. She's very much that.
Oh, she mentioned in the last episode, I didn't even mention this, but.
How popular she was in Japan?
No, what I was talking about is when she's talking about the priest when he's not there. Or actually, he might have even been there, but it's before the very first smoking break we see. She's like, "Oh, and what you love about father is that his mother was originally a lesbian."
Yeah,
it's
like
what?
I don't see how diverse the friend group is. It's like,
what's your quirk? It's like, no.
No.
There's more to people than just their quirk.
The label.
Or their
yeah,
sexuality or something traumatic that's happened in their life.
It should be true. I think that. That is what it's making fun of, is that in our current society, people want to label everything in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, this is where you fit, and this is how you relate to me. Like, okay, I have this diverse friend group, and I can put you in the people with funky backgrounds, you know, like that kind of thing. I guess.
I don't know.
I mean, how about, like, I like you, and you're a fun person, whatever. We have, like, something in common. I don't know.
I don't know. anyway, so She has Claire facing forward and Fleabag facing the back for the portrait.
She's so awful. Like, she's like, oh, you have such a large neck. You know,
Shut
it's
the
like,
fuck
oh
up.
my God.
Also, we find out Claire's essentially a wedding planner and has to organize the canapes for an
She's not a
award
wedding
ceremony.
planner, like, as a profession. She is,
No.
like,
She's
organizing
acting
their wedding.
as a wedding planner for godmother and their father's wedding.
Well, this is actually a good thing that she's dumping on Claire rather than Fleabag. Because if Fleabag were available, and Fleabag actually volunteered, she's like, look, I can make the canapes if
No,
needed.
the canapes are for a work event
Oh,
that
I'm
Claire's
sorry. You're right. I
hosting
remember
that
that.
she
That's a
also
great.
has to organize.
Yes.
And the godmother's like, oh, well, can't the cafe do canapes? And she's like, absolutely they can.
Well,
And
this
so
is
she's going
something
to
off the
help out with
list.
that. Martin wants apparently to press charges against Fleabag, but Claire's covertly going to supply a lawyer for Fleabag, a friend who is a lawyer. The lawyer turns out to be hot and undefeated in court
Yes.
with rapists.
Well, right, he defended rapists and
I
all
don't
the
love
god.
that, but
No, but he apparently understands how to get away with it.
Fleabag also notices some tension between
Claire and the
Claire and
lawyer.
the lawyer, and they look like they want to fuck, but they haven't yet.
Or, well, that's what she's trying to like divine where they are in the flirting stage because he flirts with Fleabag too. He flirts with anything that moves, apparently. And she's like, and Fleabag just leaves. She's like, I'm gonna let that percolate. And then Claire
Claire's.
comes out and she says, oh, well, says he'll take the case if you go for a drink with him, but don't go.
Well, no, she says don't sleep with him.
Don't sleep with him. And Fleabag's like,
Well, first, okay, there are a few things.
but there are a couple things in that conversation that give the client hint that maybe they have.
No, they haven't. Claire, what Fleabag is like, she says is, oh, I thought you guys were having like flirty vibes. And then Claire's like, yeah, I thought so too. Oh, well. And so she obviously they've been having that tension for a while, but nothing's come of it. But he's interested in Fleabag now. And so she's just like, don't sleep with him. And Fleabag's like, I don't do that anymore. And she's like, are you interested in somebody? And she's like, yes. And she's like, okay, well, who is it? And he's not really available. And I mean, we
Obviously, we all
obviously know
know.
who it is,
We all know.
but she doesn't yet. Anyway, so.
Fleabag goes for counseling. And it's with Petunia Dursley, which,
Fiona Shaw.
Fiona Shaw, and she has been fabulous in a number of things. But she is very, very stiff in this, which is kind of
Fiona
funny.
Shaw is.
Fiona Shaw is.
What I love about this sequence is that Fleabag essentially diagnoses herself and then to the audience goes, I'm really good at this. And it's like, yeah, you've already self-actualized in that way, but now you have this new issue with the priest stuff that she's going to have to bring up and figure out.
Right. So she tells Petunia, like, I'm going to call Petunia, the psychologist, she tells her this laundry list of reasons that she should be fucked up, but the psychologist understands, like, oh, well, so you're still having sexual impulses. And it turn and
But
Fleabag
never the right
admits it's not
person.
the right person. And so the psychologist asks, so is this guy, in a relationship? Oh yeah, but it's a bad relationship, according to Fleabag. It's like, I don't think that having a vocation is bad. And
No,
Fleabag,
but she just is jealous that he's not available.
right. And so
And I also,
she also lies about having friends, I
yeah,
think.
she counts the audience as her friends and essentially
That's,
talking to herself.
yeah.
Yeah.
She admits that she wants to have sex with a Catholic priest. And the psychologist says what we all know, which is you've already decided what you're going to do. And she's like, I have? And
She's like, yep.
yep.
And Fleabag volunteered for the church fete, and
Of
there
course
can
she
be
did.
smash cut over to her like handing out raffle tickets.
Yes,
And she's like,
right.
shut up. And Harry, her ex-boyfriend, shows up with his kid, and they have this cute
It's
little
awkward.
interchange saying, you're with child. And then he's like, you got a fringe. And then she's like, you've already always wanted a child. And he's like, you've always wanted a fringe.
Yeah, the comparison between baby and having bangs, I mean,
It's
having a
very
fringe,
funny.
it's just
bizarre. He is still super emotional and has postnatal depression.
Yeah, he's like the female for sure. He's very feminized, let's
The
put
way
it that
he
way.
explains the birth, it's from the feminine perspective.
Yeah, very much so.
Jake, who is this of Claire's stepson, is playing the bassoon, and Martin shows up and goads Fleabag and tries to make her say sorry for what she did. Fleabag has a very well done insult to him that is fumbled at the end,
Right, she calls him a weakie instead of a
but it's
weakling.
so good at the beginning.
Yeah.
Then Jake is clearly obsessed with Claire, and he's always like, "Where's Claire?"
Yeah.
He's played by Edward from The Crown,
We
seasons three
love
and
him
four.
so much. He has this so
He's
awkward.
also in Emma, the 2020 Emma.
Yeah. Anyway, he was very underutilized in that. But
Yeah.
he, the casting with him and Josh O'Connor, I just, there are not words. So
Anyway,
good.
Martin says that Claire was happy until Fleabag showed up. But once him and Jake leave, Jake comes back and tells Fleabag to tell Claire to leave Martin,
Yeah, which is so
which is
interesting.
crazy because you'd think that since he's obsessed with Claire, he'd want her around, but he
Right.
also sees that he's toxic for her.
Yeah, he probably also knows some shit that, other people don't know.
Probably.
And but again, Fleabag's response is, "Oh, I can see this kid killing people." I wonder if in Fleabag's mind, she's thinking the kid wants Martin out of the picture so he can have Claire to himself.
I don't know. Oh, well, no, I think that that's before he warns her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
So
Fleabag's still
I
got
think it's
like
just the serial killer look about him. Yeah, I
he
don't
does look unhinged.
know. As he's leaving, the priest gives her a Bible and some marked passages for her to read and tells her that he's always there for her.
And she's like, oh.
And I would like to mention that throughout this, whenever they have like a knuckle brush or he touches her shoulder, she clocks it and tells the audience, shoulder brush. And
Yeah.
that is such a thing that you do when you have a crush. It is so accurate. It's
And
very funny.
embarrassing in many
It's
levels.
embarrassing, but like it's something that's universal
That's true.
for anybody who's had a crush on anybody. You clock the small things and then you build them up as big things in your mind. It's
Right.
just what happens. And I
Because,
love that they're doing that with Fleabag. And that's the end of the episode.
it is the end of the episode. What were your best parts?
Hot priest. He's so funny.
Yeah.
I love him. I love his quirks. And the respect for religion, I like that they're not making fun of the fact that he is Catholic. I think they're mostly making fun of like the pomp and circumstance around it. They're not making fun of his beliefs. And just because they have different beliefs, he's
Oh,
still
making fun of celibacy. They definitely are.
well, they make fun of celibacy, but I like that they at least incorporate some humor into, oh, God is potentially real in their universe, given the fact that he knocks over a painting when she says she's an atheist. I like that they include at least parts like that where he's like, well, that's proof that my faith is also
Valid.
valid.
Yeah, that's
And
true.
so I like that they're still including stuff that makes his beliefs valid
Okay.
and not just her belief that there is no God. I like that that
Yeah.
is a part of it. Claire. So funny, her interacting with other people and them being like, no, this is not what this is. Go away. Jake for warning Fleabag about Martin. Fleabag being smitten is very funny. I like that she actually cares about what a man that like she does care. She did care what a man thought of her before, but her being in this crush stage, this very juvenile crush stage, as I mentioned last episode, was very funny to me.
Yeah, she's fragile in a different way with
Yeah.
this.
Very
So,
vulnerable.
yeah, my best parts, and of course, I have now been referring to Jake as Prince Edward. So I got Prince Edward. I really I enjoy Fleabag and the Counselor. I think that's really funny. And Fiona Shaw is just she's such a great straight man in this scene. It's so good. I like Claire generally, and I like Claire and the lawyer particularly.
Oh,
I
yeah,
just think
that's
it's
so
very,
funny.
very funny. What were your worst parts?
Martin for trying to goad Fleabag into kind
Not the
of
word.
confessing in a way. Because the lawyer told her not to apologize for anything because that would be an admission of guilt. Which is true.
Yeah.
And then Godmother for trying to like add her to her little like group of people who have had miscarriages. And it's like,
Yeah. She's a weird collector of weird
that's not what you should be
trivia.
doing. You should not be collecting people who have had traumatic part things in their lives.
Collecting people in general is just,
It's a mess. It's messed up.
it
What
is.
were your worst parts?
Obviously, Godmother. And, part of, to me, it's not just the collection, it is the treating her like she's ugly. We've all been in that situation where, like, family or family friends or whatever, like, slight you and you feel like, oh, wow. But that constant is so constant with her. And I hate Martin. Martin's fucking terrible. What grade did you give this?
Gave it an A minus.
Really?
It might be a B plus, but I like it. I think I like this episode more than the median episode of a season one episode.
I gave it a B. I think it's fine. I
It might
don't
be a
think
B
it's
plus.
great. But it's good. It's a fine episode. I
Okay,
know
that's a B
that.
plus.
Good for you. That was very quick, and I know that that is been a complaint about some of these episodes. But
From
again,
our
like
listener.
from our listener, that we are willing to take feedback from other listeners. But in any case, because these are short episodes and the content is limited, we're just kind of hitting the highlights. But it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. And I am hopeful that one of the things I really, really want to talk about in this season is in the next episode. I'm not sure. I haven't seen it yet. We will see. We hope that you join us. And
Cheers.
cheers.